Deuteronomy chapter 24. If a man takes a wife and marries her, it will be the case that if she does not find grace in his eyes, because he finds something shameful about her, then he shall write her a deed of divorce and place it in her hand, and he shall dismiss her from his house. And she will depart from his house and go away and become the wife of another man. And if the subsequent husband hates her, he shall write her a statement of divorce and place it in her hand, and he shall dismiss her from his house. Or if the subsequent husband who took her to be his wife dies, then the first husband who dismissed her cannot take her again to be his wife after she has been defiled, for that is an abomination before the Lord, and you shall not bring sin on the land which the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance. When a man takes a wife and is newly wed, he shall not go out in the army, and no duty will be imposed on him. He will remain free for his household for 1 year, and he will please his wife whom he has taken. No one shall bind another with a lower and an upper millstone as security, for that would be binding him by his livelihood. If a man is found stealing a person from his brothers, from the sons of Israel, and he makes merchandise of him, and he sells him, then that thief shall die. And so you will eradicate the evil from your midst. Beware of the plague of leprosy. Be very much on your guard, also to do everything that the Levite priests instruct you. As I have commanded them, so you will ensure you act. Remember what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way when you were coming out of Egypt. If you lend anything to your neighbour as a secured loan, you shall not go into his house to take security for it. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you are lending with security will bring out the security to you outside. And if he is a poor man, do not go to bed having his security. You will make a point of returning his security when the sun sets, and he will go to bed with his garment, and he will bless you, and you will have righteousness before the Lord your God. You shall not defraud a hired labourer, who is poor and needy, whether he is of your brothers or of your foreigners who are in your land within your gates. You will give him his wages on the day due, and the sun will not set on him not having received them. For he is poor, and he sets his heart on them, so he does not cry out to the Lord against you, and there is sin against you. The fathers shall not be put to death because of the sons, and the sons shall not be put to death because of the fathers. A man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not pervert the course of justice of the foreigner, nor of the orphan, and you shall not bind a widow on the security of her clothing. And you will remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you from there, which is why I am commanding you to do this thing. When you reap your harvest in your field, and you forget a sheaf in the field, you shall not return to get it. It will be for the foreigner, for the orphan, and for the widow, so that the Lord your God blesses you in every undertaking of yours. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not glean the boughs after you. They will be for the foreigner, for the orphan, and for the widow. When you gather the vintage of your vineyard, you shall not glean after you. It will be for the foreigner, for the orphan, and for the widow. And you will remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, which is why I am commanding you to do this thing.